The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett, and today my guests are Superintendent Dr. Jerry Sanders. We have Ready Schools Coordinator Jamie Miller and Media Production Teacher Rebecca Guest Scott. This program is sponsored exclusively by the locally owned and operated group of McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. If you are ready to get started working toward your college degree, McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville offer financial support to their employees to help make their educational journey easier. Archways to Opportunity offers programs to help make your goals become reality, and in a way that fits your lifestyle. For more information on receiving $2,500 annual tuition assistance available to part-time student employees, as well as other programs, visit their website, archwaystoopportunity.com. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We provide on-demand media programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. Super Chat is a show format we offer for school districts across the country. However, this episode of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Well, I welcome all of you to Super Chat. Jamie, let me begin with you. I'd like to begin by asking you to remind our listeners, what is the Ready Schools Initiative? Describe it before I go on any further with my line of questioning on this.
So originally, Ready Schools started out as a regional concept, a design process led by an intermediary group, ROI. And for us at RBB, Ready Schools has really evolved out of that year-long design process to mean an evolution of our STEM program into a broader, comprehensive college and career readiness plan, an implementation plan for us, just to ensure that every student is ready for what's to come after high school graduation.
So it's definitely a very compatible current day initiative because things are shaking in the labor market and the career placements, and everything's different today.
Absolutely.
Well, describe for me the opportunities that students will have this year in their respective areas.
So those respective areas for us, we refer to pathways. And as students come up, matriculate up through the grades, we start out identifying what are those pathways and what are the opportunities out in the world that are even available to our students in our region. And then the older they get, start to identify which of those pathways are most compatible with them. So the pathways that we've built out formally include the more traditional pathways like engineering, computer science, the life sciences. That's a big career sector in our region. And then we're starting to define more of what would be considered the humanities pathways, like media production and business entrepreneurship, business management, some of the other pathways that aren't considered STEM, but looking at how we can build those same STEM skills through other career pathways so that ultimately the goal is that in every pathway, in every career aspiration, students are developing the same employability skills just through different content knowledge.
Mm-hmm. I realize that these pathways allow you to really drill it down and focus in on specifics with students. But if I were to ask you to tell me in like a sentence, like a short form, summarized fashion, what would you say is different or perhaps better about pathways compared to the past and the way we approached education?
We are trying to approach pathways more as career clusters to increase students' awareness, as opposed to maybe tracking them in a way that might have been the perception in the past. We don't want to funnel kids into certain pathways. We want to increase their awareness so that they're the ones making the informed decision about what their next steps are.
Yeah, excellent description.
We're just really excited to empower teachers like Rebecca, who are, you know, as a language arts teacher, to be able to build STEM skills into her courses. That's no small feat. And so to be able to give her the tools and resources and knowledge and experiences to be able to do that with her students, we're just expanding the impact of that STEM work across all disciplines. So we're just grateful for teachers like her.
Super. I love it. Well, Rebecca, on that note, let me turn to you. I'd like to drill down a little on what you are working on with students within the media production realm. What's hot in this year?
We have really exciting projects coming our way this year. We'll be working with both the Ellettsville and Bloomington Chambers of Commerce. We're also going to be working with the communication department within our school corporation to work on promoting some of the great programs that are happening right here within Edgewood Schools. And we're also going to be partnering with lots of other community partners, businesses, and local organizations to do exciting work that allows students to both serve our community while learning at the same time.
I think those partnerships are a nice alliance. I would be your cheerleader on that. You know, as you roll out the various media production opportunities for your students, let me ask you, because you're close to it, what is the reaction or the response you are witnessing from your students?
Well, I think one of the most powerful parts of what I've seen in our work with students is that when they're doing real work for real people who both want and appreciate what we have to offer, when there's a real audience for the work that we do, it increases their pride in their work. It increases their drive to do great work. It gives them a purpose for their skills in a way that just creating something for me as their teacher, everything about our work is better because it goes to a real audience, people who really want it, people who really need it. And it's serving a purpose in the world beyond just a classroom project.
Yeah, this is real life, so don't screw it up, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, in the media realm, there's a lot of truth in that. And working in the business for so many years, I understand what you're saying. You know, rehearsal only gets you so excited, but the real thing is the real thing.
Absolutely.
Well, Jamie, Rebecca, I want to ask both of you to chime in on my next question. All the things you are working on with students now, and perhaps in this year in particular, how will they benefit these students in the long run as you look out into the future? Jamie, what's your opinion on this?
I always joke with the kids that I don't care what they end up doing or what pathway they choose, as long as it's informed and something they're passionate about. But in all seriousness, we want them to be able to make those decisions. We want them to have the skills and the knowledge and the experiences to know what they're passionate about. And that's something that not all kids can say. And to give them those experiences, teachers like Rebecca are putting them in front of a real audience, not just to show them the pressures of the real world and to develop those skills, but to show them that they can impact their world right now. So if they leave us knowing that what they do and what they know matters to the world around them, then the intrinsic motivation is there. They leave wanting to pursue a career because they can impact an organization. So if we can instill that passion in them, that's really the fundamental skill. And then from there, we can work on the handshakes and the eye contact and the speaking skills and the confidence and the collaboration. Those are the skills that we're really trying to extrapolate out of these real world experiences, just to show them that they matter and that they have skills just like the adults in the world around them, that it's a mutually beneficial partnership.
Yeah, I think you've really hit on a lot of excellent points. Rebecca, give me your opinion. What will be the long-term benefits to your students in your view?
Well, in my view, coming from my media production classroom, of course, my students learn from all kinds of use of great technology and are learning very media production specific skills. But I think the much more important skill set that they're taking with them deal with things like how to be flexible, how to problem solve. They gain tremendously in their ability to communicate with others. They have learned organization and time management. Project management is a huge part of what we do. They grow as collaborators by leaps and bounds through the year because everything we do is collaborative. We always work in teams and we need to adjust to maximize the strengths of our teams. And I think that's a skill that no matter where students go in life, even if they never picked up another camera or never touched another mic or never edited another video, those are skills that would serve them well in absolutely any path.
Oh, I totally agree. Wow, so true. And listeners, I can tell you from being in those trenches, what Rebecca just said is spot on. You know, it's wonderful to see the direction you're taking here. And I can relate to it. I mean, I'm a fan, you know, what can I say? I've seen it, been there, done that. And the opportunities are just extraordinary. And it's really cool that you're plugging your students into those opportunities. Jerry, RBB Schools offers a wide variety of opportunities for your students, both in academics and in extracurricular activities. So specifically, what's your vision and perspective regarding these opportunities and potentials?
Well, Gary, I really like how you described that, the variety of opportunities. I learned a lesson as a parent several years ago. I have three kids, and my two older were boys. They played the traditional sports, baseball, basketball, football. And then we had a little girl. And so we were in the path of trying to make her follow the trail that her brothers had already gone down in terms of their interests. But we learned that she didn't like softball or she didn't like to play basketball. She found her niche in soccer. And she played soccer then from the time she was five until she through college. And so I kind of use that lesson to make sure that as a school corporation, we're providing our students with a variety of opportunities. We don't know who will end up being a doctor. We don't know who will end up being a professional athlete or somebody who might be a realtor or work in a media production or maybe being a stay-at-home parent. So we want to make sure that what we offer here at RBB, that there's a variety of opportunities. You know, at the high school, we have a number of dual credit opportunities. We've added entrepreneurship and biomedical classes. We offer an opportunity for our students to go to the Hoosier Hills Career Center for vocational classes in automotive or cosmetology or fire and rescue. We offer the STEM, Project Lead the Way, and project-based learning opportunities. And when we think about extracurricular, we have the traditional sports, obviously, but we've added lacrosse, and we're looking at adding girls wrestling and also boys volleyball. We offer in the arts a band, choir, show choir, drama. And so when I think about our young parents, it's just so important for them to make sure that their children grow up to have happy and successful lives. And so as a parent, to be able to send their child to Edgewood Schools, they're sending them to a school corporation that is really going to provide a variety of opportunities so that as our children are growing and developing and building their own interests, they will have opportunities to explore those interests. If they're into music, if they're into drama, they could go that route. If they're into sports, they could go that route. If they're into medical field, there's opportunities there or vocational. And so we need to be all things to our kids. We need to provide them with a love and encouragement, make sure that they have the mental health support and safe schools. But I really get excited when I think about the expanding opportunities that we're giving our kids. So no matter what they do, no matter what their dreams are for life after high school, that they're ready to chase those dreams.
Wow. I have to say, I enjoy conversations like we have had here today. You know, I'm a glass half full kind of guy, and I see hope and possibilities in the opportunities you are offering your students at RBB. Fantastic, guys. I want to thank all three of you for joining me today here on Super Chat.
Thank you.
Folks, I ask that you share this podcast with your community of school-associated friends using social media. Just copy and post the link for this show on your favorite social platforms. I'd like to thank our sponsor for their support, the locally owned operated McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. Just remember, if you have a comment or a question for us right here in Studio Number 7, email it to us, shout@theflypod.com. Well, I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and our show comes to you free and clear on your portable media device or computer through the program feeds of the flypod.com New Media Network. We're glad you joined us today. Thank you for listening in here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Beanblossom Community Schools.